Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
morning. Kindly open our Bibles and read Psalms 111 verses 1 to 10. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The work of the Lord are great, sought all out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his work, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings received from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful that we received to sustain us and to provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us, the written and your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that come from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for salvation of all those among them who are unseen. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband, Lord, to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray to give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for the wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that you are serving. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solution to those in trials, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bondages and receive the salvation that comes from you alone, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Pakistan, Iraq, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to the new people in those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church. Sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to the new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word in a true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, bestow on us spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Every new day. You have given to us to come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O Lord God. Thank you that you have washed away our sins. Thank you that you have called us by name to come and worship you each day. Thank you, Lord God. This very day we offer you unto all. We offer unto you, O Lord God, our lives, our voices to worship you in singing, in prayer and adoration, the work of our hands, O Lord God. Whatever we have, O Lord God, let it be, Father, as a token of thanksgiving to you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, O God. You are our love. You are our light. You are the purpose that we are living here on earth. Hallelujah. Let's praise him.
Better and better, oh Lord, I will give thanks.
praise of God. We'll continue to give you thanks, honor, praises, and glory. Truly, Lord God, to you alone our worship, to you alone our praises,
amen.
To you alone our adoration. You are the lamp of our feet, the light and our path. As you have said, O Lord God, we will continue to bless you, and you will continue to bless us and honor us. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
worship you and honor you. Let your praises be always the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto you. Oh, dear Lord God, we acknowledge that we are nothing apart from you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, your only need. Presence in our lives, in Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering unto God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will not open you out the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there is no shall room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we adore and praise you. We are grateful for all the things you bestow upon us. that all what we have, it comes from you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And as we give what is due for you, bless my brethren and to be more eager to obey your word and will. Lord, bless this money and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramiz. The title is Finances and the Value of Wealth in the Life of and Ministry. Again, Finances and the Value of Wealth in Life and Ministry. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 to 18. Kindly open our Bible. Please, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 to 18 in King James Version. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Lord God, we honor and praise you. We thank you, O God, for your word to always remind us that we need to obey, and as we listen to your word today, touch the hearts of your people to remind them to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to them and bring them to repent and start to amend their ways and commit their lives to follow you. Lord, bless your word, spread it, and have fruit to harvest that your word produce, that your word will not in vain but come true in the lives of your people who love the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finances are the most crucial things in the life of individuals, families, in the church and ministry. There is a general opinion that God can work even without finances, and that is true in cases where the people involved know how to handle and deal with finances. But the view that God can work without finances will not come true if the individuals, families, or churches involved do not know how to commit their lives to God and handle their families in the proper way. Those who know the scripture and follow God's statutes pertaining to finances will know the experience that God will work with them, even if they start from very low capital or even no capital at all, because they know how to apply the word of God and they know how to climb the rings of the ladder of progress in their lives. The Lord has given us the power and the ability to possess and to retain the blessings and the wealth that he has and he will give us. There is no self-righteousness or boasting about that. All what we have has comes from the Lord, whether it finances, resources, strength, various kinds of abilities, and the wisdom comes from Word God, including our repentance and our obedience and all his instructions. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he had commanded us. The point that I need to stress here is that we should not think that we have made ourselves wealthy, but the Lord, in his grace and mercy, he granted us wealth, and all what we have is from him. There is purpose for our lives. God has ordained us to live on earth for a certain period of time so that we might serve that purpose and that plan of God. There is a purpose why God has given us the power and the ability to have wealth, and that is in order to serve him. Mm-hmm. In this message, I'm not speaking about prosperity gospel. Neither am I saying we should put our trust on finances or wealth. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in a certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. But the point here is that God wants us to be a blessing to others. God's will for us is to be a good stewards for all what he's giving to us so that we can be more effective in sharing the blessings and the gospel with other people. Spiritual blessings as well as material blessings are required to promote the work of God and make his blessings available to others. God wants us to be more effective in using all that he is given to us. God in his word has principles that we must know to follow and apply in our lives to accumulate wealth that we will be used for his glory. I am about 60 years old and have passed through various stages in my life with varying levels of income, and I can testify that the obedience in God's word is crucial to maintain a balanced status of finances and to have wealth that will help us to serve God's purpose in our lives and the lives of the people around us, even to the next generation. I decided to pen down what God had revealed to me so that it would be a good reminder to all my co-workers and disciples, to those who love the truth, and to the next generation after my decease. I decided to put down in writing what God has revealed to me in order to impart important instruction from God's word about the value of finances in maintaining our mission on earth while we are waiting for Christ's coming. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yeah, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that surely I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. There are noble people who live in order to serve the purpose of God in their lives. They have pure hearts and have no greed or want dishonest gain. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Those with noble hearts will be established by God, and God will bless them with financial wealth so that they can continue to pursue and achieve God's plan. On the other end of the spectrum, there are those who have wrong motives and use ministry for dishonest gain or for personal gain. In Jude chapter 1, verse 11, and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Also in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy son above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. It also said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, fervors disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. We need to teach and expand this thing to our disciples and discipline our workers so they might obtain perfect hearts with regards to finances, so their ministry and service would be acceptable to the Lord, and they would be rewarded by Him. Fearing God and walking according to His word and His will is the power to produce wealth that will provide us, our families, our churches, and ministries, the sufficient finances to live for the glory of God and to serve Him. God is not against our having wealth. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, "For wisdom is the defense and money is the defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it." Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine make it merry, but money answereth all things." God is not against having riches and wealth, as some think. God has given His people wealth that they can use and spend when required. There are some who have the opinion that men of God or people of God should not have much wealth. But it's not what the scripture shows. As well as, there are times when we may need to mobilize large amounts of money to further the fulfillment of God's plan so that He can be honored and glorified, as we can see in the following examples. Number one, how could Abraham have been able to fulfill God's will and buy the field of Machpelah for burial if he hadn't had any money? Genesis 23, verses 7 to 18. "And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Sohar, that he may give the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee, and the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it thee, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. It wouldn't have been right for Abraham to take the land for free without paying for it. It would have been regarded as a favor from a non-believer, and Abraham would not have accepted that. When we pay, we show integrity, and we honor God in paying for what we need. Glory will go to God, who has provided us everything we need, including our finances for life and godliness. Number two, how would Jacob have been able to buy food from Egypt for his family during the time of famine if he had no money? In Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 to 3, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his son, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. Also in Genesis chapter 43, verses 1 to 2, and the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, go again, buy us a little food. Number three, how would the Israelites have been able to offer to God for the construction of the tabernacle at the time of Moses if they had not kept what God had given them before they left Egypt? In Exodus chapter 11, verses 2 to 3, speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, and the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Also, in Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 to 36, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Also in Exodus chapter 35, verse 49, and Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. An offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram's skin dye red, badger's skins and shittim's wood, and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Number four, how would Boaz have been able to buy Naomi's parcel of land and possess Ruth as his wife if he didn't have the money? Ruth chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, and Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have brought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite's, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. My dear and beloved, let us now come to God, realizing the value of finances that God had placed in our hands to deal with wisely and to manage them in good stewardship, so they will be directed at the right time to the purpose that God had ordained for those finances to be used for. Come now to God and repent of your sins and be willing to cleanse your heart and mind from wrong motive and purposes for life and ministry. Come now to God and be a noble vessel to be used for God and for His glory, and that your life will be a good example to others to follow. And in living in such a manner, you are storing for yourself treasures in heaven. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that you gave to me to teach me the importance of finances and that I need to be a good steward to all what I receive from you. Lord, thank you for all the material blessings that you give to me from job, skills, income, and finances, and for the spiritual blessings and the salvation of Jesus that I receive from you. Repent and renounce all your sins, renounce your body stewardship and wasting your resources and wrong directions and your mismanagement to your finances. Repent and renounce your wrong motive in God's service and ministry. Repent of your worldliness and your love for material things. Repent of your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and go along His will and the plan that He had for you. Repent of your unwillingness to commit yourself to do the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide to the principles that I learned in this message about finances, to be a good steward of what I receive from you and to live according to your purpose and your will in my life. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and have committed their lives to serve you with a noble heart and good motive, and to direct their finances and resources to the purpose of your words in their lives. Lord, continue to guide them into the whole will of yours and their lives. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs so they will continue to serve you.
Oh,
Lord, help us as a church and guide us with the Holy Spirit to continue to proclaim your word and your will to the people. Lord, lead up to the people who are humble and willing to hear your word and your will. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and to make disciples and train workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be watered, baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that when you come, you are ready to go with you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have been given.